Most books on the priesthood may be grouped into three categories: theological, pastoral, and sociological. The theological treatises emphasize the priest as the minister and ambassador of Christ. The pastoral writings are concerned with the priest in the pulpit, the priest in the confessional, the priest at prayer, etc. The sociological writings, which are the latest type, refrain almost entirely from the spiritual and are concerned with the statistical study of the reaction of the faithful, the unbelievers, and the general public to the priest. Is there room for another category? Such a possibility presented itself in writing Our Life in Christ. In that book, we tried to show that, unlike anyone else, our Lord came on earth not to live, but to die. Death for our redemption was the goal of his sojourn here, the gold that he was seeking. Every parable, every incident in his life, even the call of the apostles, the temptation, the transfiguration, the long conversation with the woman at the well, was focused upon that salutary death. He was, therefore, not primarily a teacher, but a savior. The dark days in which that life of Christ was written were hours when ink and gall did mix to reveal the mystery of the crucifix. More and more that vision of Christ as Savior began to illumine the priesthood, and out of it came the thoughts in this book.